Hey, and welcome into the Big Ten Huddle. I'm your host, JR. We've got a lot to talk about going on in the Big Ten. We have the Power Rankings episode, so this will be a little bit of a shorter one. Kent and I, last time, we went way too long on this. We went over an hour, and honestly, I just need to get to bed. So we are going to not take too long on this. Here's the format. We got Zach joining us. Zach won't be here every single time, but Zach is here with us tonight to share his Power Rankings. Zach, how was the Penn State game getting to cover that?
Dude, I got to talk with Drew Aller for like 6 minutes. It was pretty awesome. I got to ask him a question too, which was cool. And he answered it well.
Wow.
And I have video. Yeah, great. And it's actually on YouTube right now. So that whole 6 minute interchange with me and a bunch of other guys, but it's really fun. And Penn State's really good. I know it's Kent State, but they're really good.
I was gonna say, Penn State really good, Kent State really bad. So yes, that's a good combination for them on that day. And of course, we got Kent here joining us. Kent, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing better than Kent State is tonight, I think. And hopefully I do better with my rankings than Kent State did at playing football. So glad to be here, JR.
Yeah, I think you'll do much better. I have much more confidence in you than I do Kent State. So, all right, so here's what we're going to do tonight. Last time, we just kind of went all over the place, me and Kent. We have a little bit more organization here. The way this is going to work, I already have my rankings down there. I'm going to talk about mine, kind of go through my thought process, and kind of talk about how teams moved. And then after that, we're going to head on over to Zach. Zach is going to do the same thing with his. And then Kent will do the same thing with his, and then after that we'll reveal like our averaged out rankings between all of us, and then kind of go back and forth on what everybody said with their rankings. So my rankings first: I have Ohio State, Penn State, Oregon, Michigan, USC, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Nebraska, Rutgers, Michigan State, Maryland, Washington, Minnesota, Wisconsin, UCLA, Northwestern, and Purdue. I moved Michigan up several spots. I think they were seventh for me last week. I got to make sure I have this exactly right, but they moved up several spots for me because of obviously the win over USC. And I felt like their defense really showed me something today that I hadn't really, I mean, not that I hadn't seen before, but I had seen in spurts, but I saw for the entire game this time. And it was really impactful to me that Will Johnson went out of the game. And even after Will Johnson went out of the game, that defense and that secondary was still able to stand strong enough. I'm not going to say it was the best, you know, secondary in the world, but they still stood strong enough to be able to make that happen. USC only moves three spots down for me because I do think they are still one of the better teams in the Big Ten. I mean, forgive me if I'm wrong, but I think that they still beat LSU, which we can talk about that with UCLA and that kind of stuff later on if we want, but I still think they beat LSU. They shut out Utah State. This is still a team that, unless they lose to somebody else in the Big Ten, this is a team that honestly should have won this game. They should have beat Michigan. Lincoln Riley just has some questionable decision-making, and we learned that the tackling at USC is not completely fixed, thanks to Kalel Mullins. Indiana actually moved down a spot for me. It was no product other than just other teams moved up. Illinois moved up, Michigan moved up, and that's just kind of what happens. Unfortunately, you play a cupcake, you can look really good, but if other teams are doing things well and moving up, that is what happens. Iowa, despite their win, they also moved down for the same reasons. Minnesota by no means is a cupcake. However, Illinois and Michigan just had more impressive wins. You could argue that I should have put Iowa over Indiana, but point blank, I just don't think Iowa is as good of a team as Indiana. So that's how I kind of left them there. Nebraska moves down five spots. Rutgers moves up three spots, beating Virginia Tech at Virginia Tech. Even though Michigan State loses, they stay the same for me. Washington moves up one. Minnesota moves down four. And Purdue moves to last, because they're probably going to lose. This is all assuming they will lose, and they look like they're about to.
So, they will.
Yes, I feel pretty confident in that. I was tracking the percentage thing, and it was like 95% that Oregon State wins. So I was like, okay, I feel safe doing this. So,
yeah.
All right, Zach, your rankings, read them off for the people who are doing podcast version of this, and then you talk about your reasoning.
Yeah, so Ohio State 1, Oregon 2, Penn State 3, Michigan 4, USC 5, Illinois 6, Nebraska 7, Iowa 8, Indiana 9, Rutgers 10. I don't hate Rutgers. I'll explain. Washington 11, Michigan State 12, Minnesota 13, Maryland 14, Wisconsin 15, UCLA 16, Northwestern 17, Purdue 18. And I can tell Kent's already getting ready to jump down my throat. But let me explain. Let me explain. So I've got Ohio State 1. I think when they are playing at their best, I think they are the best team in the Big Ten. And I think they were flat today. And then I think in the second half, they got the defense figured out. Offense was great outside of one really bad throw. Oregon on a bye, I just feel like they've kind of figured it out. Penn State, I like them too. And I think if Oregon and Penn State are at their peak, I like Oregon just a little bit more. But I do like the newfound explosiveness. Three different receivers today at Penn State had 35 plus yard receptions, including Liam Clifford and Julian Fleming. So it was a really good performance by the receivers, which I think is a huge deal for Penn State. Michigan 4 and USC 5. I think what was hard for me, I'm very fluid in power rankings when the season starts, and we're still kind of in the week four. We're in week four. So I just felt like I had to group teams that played tight together, especially if their records are similar. So I've got USC and Michigan kind of as a couplet. I have Illinois and Nebraska as a couplet. And I was having a hard time. Like, I was close to putting Illinois and Nebraska above Michigan and USC, but I was like, I just think the lines are better at Michigan, and I think USC's playmakers are better on the outside. So I just have them a hair above Illinois and Nebraska. Illinois can change that narrative in a hurry next week against Penn State. Iowa had a dominant second half against Minnesota, so I have them at 8. And I think Caleb Johnson and that offensive line, you put them against Indiana, I like them just a hair above Indiana. Indiana's legit, though. Like, I think we're seeing how deep the conference is in the middle, which is, I get to Rutgers at 10. The thing that really surprised me was Cali Akmanis. I think he had over 10 yards an attempt today. So that was a big deal. Concerned that they almost choked that game away against Virginia Tech, because they should have won that game like 40-7, and instead it was 26-23. But so I have Rutgers at 10, Washington at 11, Michigan State at 12, Michigan State at 12 with the loss to Boston College, Minnesota 13, Maryland 14. I think there's a good argument to maybe flip those teams, but Minnesota beat Villanova. Okay, who cares? Wisconsin at 15, UCLA at 16. I thought they acquitted themselves nicely against LSU. You know, they kept it close for a half, and I think that's a big deal, despite the fact that I don't think LSU is great. The fact that UCLA was good enough to be with a mid-tier SEC team, I think, was better than what Northwestern has shown and what Purdue has shown.
All right, good deal. Thanks, Zach. Kent, we know that you have some very differing opinions on us in chat. We will get to your comments in just a second. I want to give these guys their time to go through their rankings. So, Kent, go ahead and explain your rankings now.
I'm going to go the opposite way just to be fun, and I'll start with UCLA. They stink. They stink to high heaven. They have one win. It was against Hawaii. They beat them by 3. They were losing in the fourth quarter. And just in case anyone's wondering, Hawaii today, or what was it, last week? Last week it was Hawaii, because they didn't play today, or they're playing tonight. Hawaii's going to lose tonight, by the way. They're playing Northern Iowa at home. They lost to Sam Houston 31-13. Hawaii did. They stink. Hawaii stinks. UCLA stinks. They had a lucky first half today. Come at me, UCLA fans. I don't want to hear it. Worst team in the Big Ten by far. They can't beat anybody. I can tell you
there's not many of the UCLA fans, so there will not be many.
Well, I wish there was, because I would love to hear some feedback from that. Purdue, slightly better than them. Northwestern, I'll always put just a little bit higher than they probably should be at 16. Wisconsin, I think I didn't pull up my ones from last week, but I think they actually dropped one in mine, because I kind of explained this in my tweet that I put out, but I saw some comments on this video last week where people were saying, is this a resume ranking or a power ranking? And in my tweet, I do explain that, like, I take resume into account. But mainly I'm trying to look at like who I think would win on a neutral field. So working my way back up from there, I think Minnesota's still better than Wisconsin, especially now that Wisconsin doesn't have Tyler Van Dyke anymore. And then Washington, I have them a little bit lower maybe than some people might. I'm not sure. I can't remember where you guys had Washington. Maryland, impressive on the road last week. Got another win today. I still think Michigan State's really good. Like, I would like to put Michigan State higher. It's just that everyone else in front of them, I still think could beat them on a neutral. But, like, Michigan State, I like a lot. Like, really close loss on the road today. Like a broken play really was what got them a loss today. And a lot of things didn't go their way. I thought they should have won that game. But then I go Nebraska, drop them down to 10, Iowa. And then my undefeateds from 6 through 7 is Illinois, Rutgers, and Indiana. I have USC in front of them just because they went on the road. And they, like you said, JR, they might have should have won that game. And then Michigan jumps all the way ahead. I had them at 9 last week. I did look at this. But in my opinion, the reason why I put Michigan way up that high, and I thought I'd have them higher than you guys, but you guys are kind of with me on this. Michigan has the best win in the conference right now, right? Am I wrong about this? Like, beating USC, number 11 ranked team in the country, I think is the best win that anyone can claim at this point in the entire conference. And then I go Oregon, Penn State is just nasty. And then Ohio State, I still think is the best team in the conference. So that's where I'm at right now.
It'll probably depend how the rankings play out, but they should have the best win in the conference. Illinois might get ranked over them, but I don't think they will. So from a rankings purpose, they probably do, but we'll see what the AP.
Well, I mean, like, they were 11 today, though.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, no one else has a top. Does anyone else have a top 15 win? And I know it's early and, like, the schedule hasn't, like no one else really has had that opportunity yet. But the facts are the facts, though. They still have the only top 15 win, right? So.
Yes. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to a couple comments really
quick.
Wait,
did USC beat LSU when they were top 15?
They did, but LSU has dropped since then. And yeah, I would argue that, well, the fact that Michigan beat USC, who beat LSU. Yeah.
So now it's that's like two top 15 wins for Michigan now.
Sure.
We'll so maybe that. They should be number one, well, actually. Yeah. Well, I might have to move them up a little bit.
And to be fair, their loss is to the number one team in the country.
Correct. That's the other thing, too. The one loss that they have. Yeah, you're right. That's a good point, Zach.
So then it's actually pretty wild then. So nobody can really say that we have resume rankings here. Because if we had resume rankings, then Michigan would easily be number one.
True.
Yeah. Don't come at us with resume rankings here. All right, so let's look at the comments really fast. We have Trojan Fight. He says Michigan refs at 3. That's funny. Sean Garner, he asks, how high does Illinois move up in AP poll? That's just what I was wondering about. So they were 24th, and they beat 22 Nebraska. I'm trying to figure out who else lost or won this week. Here we go.
Coaches LSU, poll. Or I'm sorry, UCA, USC lost. They're in the top 25.
Yes, USC. Any other teams in front of them lose, though? Illinois. Yeah, Northern Illinois lost. Yeah. Nebraska lost, obviously. And then everybody else in front of them, all the way up to Oklahoma won, but Oklahoma and Oklahoma State both lost. Oklahoma State lost to Tulsa, so that could impact it.
Oklahoma State lost to Utah.
Oh, it's got the wrong thing. Oh, sorry. Yes. Okay.
I'll just make a prediction since that's what Sean's kind of asking right now. I'm going to say Illinois moves up to 18. That's where Michigan was last week. I think Michigan's going to move up a little bit and like kind of just slot some guys down that lost. And I'm not looking at the whole AP poll right now, but I'll just say 18 feels right now.
I was going to say like 20 to 18 in that range. Cause I think, and I think 18 is actually a smart pick, Kent. Cause I think Illinois is going to get props for beating Nebraska on the road. And B, I think Altmaier is really showing something like you got a good quarterback that kind of gets you a bit more props in voters' minds. So, like, I think both of those will prop Illinois up a little bit more than maybe we would expect. So I think 18 is a good, it's a good number.
By the way, if I could for just a second, JR, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Can we take a moment and just appreciate how great this weekend was? Like, we get that game last night, Illinois and Nebraska, on a Friday night. That was spectacular last night.
Yeah, that was a great
game. Then just an incredible slate, like, all day today. It felt like, for me at least, like, I had a game that I was, like, really interested. Like, Michigan-USC at 2:30. At noon, I'll be honest, I was at soccer with my kids, so I didn't really care about those games anyways. But then it went from Michigan-USC to for a while, it was Iowa-Minnesota, like up until like the middle of the third quarter. And then I switched back over to Michigan State and Boston College. Like, just some really good football today, man. Like, and yesterday for that matter, like, just a really, really fun weekend.
It was. There was certainly some really good stuff. At 3:30, you had Michigan-USC and then the entire 7:30 slate. And those games were all staggered. That was the thing I appreciated, is you had Northwestern Washington, and then you had Iowa-Minnesota, Michigan State, Boston College, and then Purdue and Oregon State. So you could kind of see the progression of each game go. And, it was a good slate for some teams that maybe are a little underrated to most people, but to us, we care about them. So, all right, couple more comments really fast. Sunny says JR and Zach equals instant smash of the like button. Thank you, Sunny.
Thanks, Sunny.
Sean thinks Penn State is going to be challenged next week. They play Illinois, so that'll be a really good game. Zach, I'm sure you and I will be breaking that down on Tuesday. Scuba Dave Gaming says, I like PJ Fleck, but I can't understand why Minnesota is trying to change itself as a passing team when the roster, especially O-line, are built to run the ball. I don't know if they're trying to turn it into a passing team as much as they just couldn't run the ball today very well. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but I felt like that's what Iowa was letting Minnesota do, was pass the ball. It didn't seem like they were going to let them run the ball. Do you guys have any thoughts
for
on
sure
that?
I felt like, just overall, and I tweeted this out too, so like, just an overall vibe of this game, Iowa was just punking Minnesota the whole game. Like, they were bullying them on both sides, defensive and offensive line. They could do what they wanted pretty much the entire second half. So I don't know. I don't know if it's PJ Fleck's fault. It just felt like it just looked like there was better players on Iowa tonight. I don't know. That's what I saw.
Oh, they just played better, right?
Or they just played harder. I don't know.
Yeah. I was going to say, I do think Minnesota has a PJ Fleck problem, but part of the PJ Fleck problem is the roster isn't as good as I think we expected. So.
Yeah. Yankee is making the case for Michigan. He says, I don't know that Michigan isn't the best team in the Big Ten. Only team to play anyone so far. Got beat, otherwise undefeated. No one in the Big Ten has the resume of Michigan. Yep, that's what we were talking about earlier. If these were resume rankings, Michigan would be number one right now.
Yep.
There is no doubt about it. You've lost to the number one team in the nation, albeit it was not a close game. However, that is the number one team in the nation, and you have the best win of anybody in the conference right now.
Yep.
So, strength of record, whatever you want to call it, they would be number one. Unfortunately, I don't think they are the best team. I think that offense needs to be able to pass in addition to run for them to be considered the best team in my mind. But what do you think? Yeah, I think so.
Do you think they're going to have to throw the ball this year?
At some point, probably.
No.
Penn State, Yankee in the comments said, no way they're better than Penn State. I saw Penn State knock out two quarterbacks with their D-line and Abdul Carter. That D-line is freaking legit. And again, I know it's Kent State. There's a difference between USC's D-line and Penn State, Oregon and Ohio State's D line.
Yeah.
That's going to be, and if you can't throw the ball, it's going to be not good. I mean, that's not saying that Michigan can't do what they did a year ago, but you have to remember that JJ McCarthy still had the threat of a pass when they went 32 straight runs. They don't have that threat anymore.
No. I could not agree more, Zach. Like, Alex looked like every time he dropped back today, it was going like, it looked like this because that's what happened. Every time he dropped back, he got sacked. He would not throw the ball. He was too scared to throw it, number one, or the guys were covered, or he was already thinking about running. Like, it just looks, anytime he dropped back, it was like, that's not going to be a good play. And it never was. Yeah. Like, there were very few times where he was actually able to let go of the ball and they got positive yards off of it. So, yeah, they can't pass right now. I don't see them going like, you know, 5 weeks from now, we're like, oh my God, Alex Orji, like, what a great passer he is. I don't see a change in that quickly. I just don't see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I still think they're better off with Alex Orji than they are Davis Warren.
Oh, yeah, because he's going to throw picks. Yeah.
He can pass to the other team.
Yeah, it's better to take a sack than a pick, I think.
Yeah.
In my experience, it is.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's why they won today, right? Like, yeah. Because you had – and I think that's why there's confidence that Michigan could challenge, you know, those top three teams. So, like, I think there's confidence. I think – we have to be realistic. Like, can Michigan win? Absolutely. Will they? Like, I think percentage wise, it's very low unless you can develop some sort of passing game.
Well, and let's be clear too. One of the main reasons they won today was because Miller Moss made a stupid decision throwing to Will Johnson. Here's a tip.
Yep.
You play Michigan. Don't throw near Will Johnson.
Yep.
Don't ever throw ever near Will Johnson. There are other people you can throw against. Will Johnson's over there. Just don't throw the ball. That's number one. Number two, tackle. If USC tackles, I mean, Michigan had to drive the length of the field in 2 minutes. They were not going to be able to do that running the ball the entire time. But they get a 60-plus yard run because USC can't tackle, and Kalel Mullins can just run however he wants to because nobody on that USC team could – I mean, they did wrap him up, and they still couldn't bring him down. So, I mean – obviously give credit to Michigan for doing that, but they had Michigan dead to rights. They had them right where they wanted them. And
let me ask you guys a question real quick about just one more thing about this game, because I know we've been on it for a while, but I've seen quite a few comments over here on the side now about the officiating. I saw a face mask that wasn't called on Michigan. I saw them talk about a horse collar that was not a horse collar because he tackled him by the shoulder. Did you guys see anything else that was egregious that was the reason why Michigan won?
I mean, I feel like whenever I do, I say the same thing in basketball. Kent, you and I have talked about it.
Yeah.
I never like to blame officiating. Like, to me, it sucks and I hate it. And yes, there are certain calls that happen that it's like, you know, like, yeah, you just throw your hands up in the air and you say, what am I supposed to do here? But at the same time, like, I feel like most every player says this, and this was my mentality when I was a player, was like, don't put it in the official's hands,
yep.
Right? Like, put the game away enough, and this is what, you know, Ohio State has been talking about to a certain extent with Ryan Day. He's like, I don't ever want to put it in the official's hands. Like, I want it to be in my team's hands. And so, like, yeah, I agree that, like, sometimes you get screwed by the officials. But at the end of the day, like, every team gets screwed by the officials at some point.
Yeah.
I don't subscribe to the theory at all that, like, this team paid off the officials and this team did this with the officials or whatever. Like, I agree. It definitely sucks sometimes. And I think every single team has been there before where it happens. But in my experience watching football, it happens to every team eventually.
Yeah.
Sometimes it sucks when it happens to your team more often than not, but it happens to every team eventually. What were you going to say, Zach?
Well, I was going to say too, like, I think to blame the officials is to negate the phenomenal play of Kalel Mullins at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Like, the reality is USC had that game won until Kalel Mullins ripped it from their dead cold fingers, right? Like, they couldn't tackle him. And then they finished the drive off. That's USC losing the game and Michigan winning the game. So we can talk about officiating all we want. The reality is USC had a chance to win that game at the end. And they didn't. And that's on them. And it's on Kalel Mullins, who had a heck of a game, over 10 yards of carry in that game. And that's why Michigan won, and that's why USC lost. There's other events, sure. But USC could have put that game away, and they didn't.
Yep. Yep, I agree. All right, let's move off of Michigan. We talked about that game for a good bit. Kent, there were some things you had very different and me and Zach's rankings compared to yours. Do you want to point any of them out while we still have time here?
I mean, the main thing is just Rutgers. Like, I don't know why you guys don't like Rutgers. You guys just don't want to give them respect, or like they're 4-0, man. Like, what do you want them to do? Or 3-0, whatever. I can't remember if they had a bye or whatever. They're undefeated. Yeah. They're undefeated. I don't think Nebraska should be, or Iowa should be in front of them. Like, Iowa lost to Iowa State. Like, do you think Rutgers would lose to Iowa State? And again, I know this isn't resume rankings, but I don't know, man. I think that I go back to what I always say, like on a neutral, I feel like Rutgers is better than people think. The defense has been really strong. Their run game's been immaculate. And then Ethan has been better than he was. Like, I feel like we're burned about like what he was at Minnesota last year, and we just keep thinking about what that was. But I thought he had a good game today, and like he looked pretty good. So I like Rutgers a lot, and I put them in front of Iowa and Nebraska because not only do they not have a loss, but I think that they could beat them right now.
My biggest thing, and it's more just, it's hard to know how to rank 5 through 10 for me.
Yeah.
And so, because I think some of your reasoning, Kent, is actually, I think Rutgers could beat some of these teams. I think what's hard is that Rutgers' best win is Virginia Tech, and they almost choked that game away. And I don't know how good Virginia Tech is, because are they pretty good? Like, Vandy almost beat Mizzou today. So I'm like, well, is Virginia Tech actually not, do they not suck? Or do they suck? I don't know. And then Iowa State, in some ways, I'm like, yeah, they're probably not great. They're ranked 20th. They just beat Arkansas State 52-7 after Michigan struggled with them a little bit last week. So they're different styles, different teams. Iowa State's a bit more like pass, like they want to go down the field with the pass game. So it's hard to do transitive property. I feel like for me, 5 through 10 was just very hard to figure out. And so I'm leaning on couplets like the Michigan, USC, Illinois, and Nebraska. And I'm kind of waiting to see things shake out. I'm really excited to see Rutgers play Washington next week, because I think that might give me a better feel for where Rutgers really is. Because I think they could be top 7, top 6. I don't know. And like, I think Indiana is similar. I'm like, I feel like I could put Indiana in the top 6. They haven't played anybody. Like, they played, their best win is probably UCLA. And I'm like, well, you know.
But we have them in front of Iowa and Nebraska, though, but not Rutgers. Like if I'm a Rutgers fan, which I'm not, but if I was, though, like my biggest grief would be like both of those teams lost games at home.
Yeah.
And we're undefeated.
Just to be fair, I don't have Indiana, but I have the same logic with Indiana as I do Rutgers.
Okay. Okay.
So
you had Indiana bad. One spot.
My bad.
Rutgers.
Me and JR do then or something.
Yeah.
Or just I do.
Kent, you have them both above Iowa and Nebraska, and then I have them above Iowa and Nebraska.
So you explain yourself, JR.
Pick a fight with JR.
Yeah, JR, you explain yourself. How's Indiana in front of them but not Rutgers?
Because Indiana just looked more impressive. They look like a more complete, more put-together football team. Both Nebraska and Iowa have deficiencies in my mind that they need to fix before you put them in front of Indiana. Indiana blew out UCLA. Yes, UCLA is not a great team. However, they're going out. They're scoring 77 against Western Illinois. They're blowing out UCLA. Sure, that first game against FIU was not great, but they have a lot of experience on their football team, a lot of guys who have played a lot of football. And I don't see a whole lot of weaknesses right now. Now, obviously, if they play like Georgia, there'd be a whole lot of weaknesses. But considering like the middle of the pack of the Big Ten, like Iowa very clearly has a weakness passing the ball. Their offense is essentially all running the ball. So it's very similar to Michigan right now. And for me, like since Iowa lost to Iowa State, and they had a very hard time with Minnesota at the beginning of the game until they wore Minnesota down. I mean, it was similar to what you and I talked about last week, Kent, why you had Iowa lower, is that you're like, well, they only can run the ball late in the game, which is true to a certain extent. But like, that's what I look at, where I'm like, I don't think Iowa is a more complete football team than Indiana is. And Nebraska, they have some deficiencies as well, one of them being a freshman quarterback who had a hard time against Illinois And I know I didn't say that I was picking that game because that was going to happen. I felt like the trenches were more of a sure thing. Nebraska's D-line also got themselves in trouble throughout that game multiple times with penalties and not containing the quarterback well. And sure, they did get some good sacks and stuff like that, so they definitely had their bright moments. But, I mean, there were drives where the drive was extended because of penalties by the defensive line. And so when that's one of the strongest parts of your defense, but then that's the part holding the team up and allowing the offense of the other team to move down the field mm-hmm. and give them new life, to me, that you have to fix that. You have to have that, you know, deficiency fixed. Now, it's not the same as it was last year with the turnovers. Michigan State is learning that right now, that you can't turn the ball over and expect to win games, you know, in every aspect of the game, not just throwing the ball, but on kick returns too. But for me, like, Nebraska just has a few more weaknesses than Indiana. Maybe Indiana, when they play somebody better, will figure those out. But for now, I can't project a whole lot of weaknesses on them as much as I can with Iowa and Nebraska.
That's fair.
So resume rankings wise, probably, because Iowa and Nebraska played ranked teams closer and Indiana hasn't even played a ranked team. But these aren't resume rankings, i.e. Michigan, who's at 4 instead of at 1.
That's right. I guess that was my only beef, though, just Rutgers. And then I hate to see UCLA in front of anybody. So, like, just those two things. And I already talked about that. So.
Yeah. Somebody on Twitter, Morassi, asked to see Zach's rankings.
Hey, Sean. There they are. Yeah. I think if I just talk about UCLA, I think you UCLA. Can't.
They stink. I don't want to hear about it.
But so did Northwestern and Purdue.
Oh, like, yeah.
Purdue is firmly in Purdue category now, or territory now. Like, they are very much Purdue. Like, they're terrible. And I hate to say that, especially with Dylan listening in, but there
he's gone now. He's not commenting.
Yeah, he's gone.
He saw his rankings 18th and he was like, I'm out of here.
Yeah. And then Northwestern, they offensively, they can't do anything right now.
Which, like, they should have kept Mike Wright, right, Zach?
I don't know if Mike Wright was right for them.
Jack Lausch is throwing the ball 10 yards over his wide receiver's head down the field. So
I think they might have a worse quarterback problem than, I was going to say worse than Michigan, but Michigan beat a pretty good ranked team today. So I feel like
Michigan has a quarterback throwing problem. They do not have an outright quarterback problem. Alex Orji can run the ball and he's very strong and is very tough. He's going to be fine. Fair. Jack Lausch, he's pretty quick. That's it. There's not much else there. So Sunny says, I was telling everybody that last year Northwestern season was a Disney movie fluke. Are we there, guys? Was Northwestern last year? My daughter loves Disney movies, so I can see the comparison. Are we there though, guys?
I don't know. That's Rich coming from Sunny though. I heard a bunch of people calling him Fluke Altmaier yesterday. Like, he's an Illinois fan. So, like, I'm not sure, like, he's able to throw stones living in a glass house right now.
Did Luke Altmaier walk out of Memorial Stadium with a W, though?
He did. But I mean, Northwestern walked out with some dubs last year, too. They went to a bowl game and won one, so.
Okay.
Right. I'll say this. I don't know if I would call it a fluke. I think it's more they were in the right place at the right time. Because the West really struggled. I think David Braun coached his butt off. And I think they had a good quarterback situation, but at least better than they do now. And, you know, between Ben Bryant and Brendan Sullivan. And I think they got the most out of those players in just a down West. I mean, they beat Utah in a bowl game without Cam Rising. So that was a bit fluky, but
Cam Rising was scared. That's why he didn't play.
Yeah, he didn't want any of Xander Mueller.
Yeah.
He didn't want any of that.
Yeah, but like I don't know if I would say it's a fluke. I would say it was the right place at the right time.
Yeah. All right, one last question and then we're going to get out of here, guys, cuz I need to go to bed. Ryan asks, UW does not do good in football, so I don't know if he means doesn't look good. How are they ranked number 11? Well, Zach, you have them at 11th. I have them at 13th, and Kent has them at 13th as well. So, Zach, since he's asking about 11th, we'll let you take this one.
Oh, dear. I mean, my question is, who are you going to put above them? Now, I know JR and Kent, you put them, you put other teams above them, but I look at
Maryland and Michigan State above.
Yeah.
Them.
Yeah. And I think for me, I'm like, I just don't put a lot of stock in Michigan. Well, I don't put a lot of stock in who Maryland has beaten. I see a tougher case for Michigan State. I actually had Michigan State and Washington swapped. And then at the last minute, I swapped it back because I'm like, a loss to Boston College is different than a loss to a rival. And they should have beat their rival and they just didn't play well. And Maryland is Maryland. Like, I just don't trust them. Like, they had a good win against Villanova. The score looks deceiving. Maryland dominated Villanova, but it's Villanova and they beat Virginia and it's like, eh. So I just generally don't trust Mike Locksley. So I'm going to, until Mike
Big
Locksley,
Mike Locksley hater you are, Zach.
I am PJ Fleck and Mike Locksley. But like, if Mike Locksley proves like that Maryland is better than Washington, like I'm going to move him up, but I
have a counterpoint, Zach, just real quick. And I know we're not doing transitive properties like you said earlier, but Washington lost to Wazoo last week, right? And then Wazoo came out and lost to San Jose State this week. Am I correct about those two things?
They beat them, but it was overtime.
Yeah.
Oh, they did beat them?
Yeah, it's 54-52, I think.
Oh, okay. I had them plus 3.5, so I won money, so I just figured they won.
Yeah, but I mean, to your point,
I won $50 on that, by the way. That's a big deal for me.
Yeah, congrats.
Thanks, man.
To your point, though, like, Washington State's not great. I'm more just saying a rivalry game's a rivalry game.
And that, I got you. I got you. But I take it back. I take it all the way back. I thought they lost that game. I for sure did not stay up late enough to watch the end of that game. That was last night, right?
Yeah, especially when it's overtime, too. I mean, the only overtime I stay up for late on a Friday night is Northwestern. That's the only team I will stay up for.
I fell asleep during that game.
Did you? Oh, man.
I did. When it hit overtime, I was like, oh, this is a great game. And then, like, the next thing I knew, it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was still on the couch. And I was like, what happened? I looked at my phone, and I was like, oh, come on, Cats. I was so devastated. That's, like, the worst, too. Like, when a team you wanted to win, you miss the end of it. And then you wake up and find out that way. It's the worst.
Yeah. If it was Northwestern basketball, you wouldn't have fallen asleep, though.
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah.
Chris Collins gets me wired, baby.
I guess I'll touch on Washington really fast, and then we'll get out of here. So I had Washington 13th on mine behind Maryland and Michigan State. This below us is the average Big Ten power rankings between the three of us. My thought process is that, yes, Michigan State lost to Boston College today, but I think Boston College is a fringe-ranked team. And Nebraska and Iowa both lost to ranked teams, and so I felt like they have to be close to them. I do think that Boston College isn't as good as Iowa State and Illinois, so I did think there needed to be a little bit of a drop off there. And so since they did lose to them, I had them right behind Rutgers, and then I had Maryland up there as well, just because Maryland played Michigan State so close, kind of like what you were saying, Kent, with how they're like close together. Or was it you or Zach that said that, like, the teams were close in their games, you have them close together on here. So that's kind of where I was at with that. And they did beat Virginia, and like the whole Villanova thing today was weird, but yeah, that game was not as close as the score. It's kind of like the Michigan Arkansas State game. Like, that game wasn't as close as the score indicated. There was just a few key mistakes here and there. So, yep. So yeah. All right, guys, I think we put in an honest day's work here with our power rankings. So appreciate you guys coming on and doing that. Kent, Zach, you got anything else before we get out of here?
I'll just say, if anyone wants some more power ranking chatter, I posted mine on Twitter, and you can just see people just eviscerate me in the replies about how wrong I am. So go check me out on Twitter. It's at Casual Big Ten, and you can get in on the action. Tell me how wrong I am. It's a really fun time. It's like a Saturday night tradition I have. Like, I post it, I go lay in bed, and I like look at all the people that hate me, and then I fall asleep, and I wake up and pretend like it never happened.
Wow. I must be lucky tonight. I don't have anybody eviscerating me.
That just
I haven't even clicked on it yet, but I have. Yeah. I got the little like 20 plus notifications thing right now. I'm looking at it and I'm like, should I click on it while I'm on the show?
Probably not.
I'm just gonna wait. I'm gonna save them up. I like to make them up for like an hour and then go back and like. Takes me like 15 minutes to read through them all. Like everyone that hates me, like you're an idiot, dude. Do you even watch football?
It's like checking. And I'm like,
actually,
emails,
no. I just did this for fun.
What'd you say? Sorry.
It's just people that say that I don't watch football. I'm like, actually, yeah, no, I don't watch football at all. Yeah. I haven't watched any of the games.
See the word casual in front?
Yeah. Yeah, I just looked at all the box scores and I made a ranking.
There you go. There you go. All right, everybody. Thanks for watching. We appreciate it. Check us out. Me and Zach will be back here on tomorrow night, Sunday night, to talk about each and every game. We'll give kind of our recap thoughts of each one. Don't go super in-depth, but we'll give our thoughts on what we saw and a little bit more after we review them. And then we'll be back Tuesday to preview games coming up for next week, like Penn State, Illinois, and other games like that that are going to be really exciting. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. Have a good one. See you later.